Okay, Sideshow Mel, bring out the birthday cake.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a ready, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday boy or girl.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
I figure we can talk over this.
What is this?
Will, remember to speak up. Your mic's a little on the dying side, I think.
Thank you. Okay.
This is the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song for MLK, which you only get to hear once a year on the Black Station, so I...
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Yeah, they busted out pretty much MLK Day, that's it. And I got it off this year, so I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Did he do this in the 80s or something?
Had to be. I mean, listen to this, yeah, man. Yeah. It sounds like a video game. Ought to be
like
a law against anyone who takes offense. Had a finish it, Stevie. A day in my celebration. There you go. I don't know. Everyone, welcome to another Papa's Basement. Gonna crank my headphones up just a little bit. Good, it's the birthday show. I'm the birthday boy. I get to celebrate my own birthday like a fat little greedy pig on the air.
Oh,
Tuesday is the actual day, but I figured I'd bump it up a few days.
Why the hell not?
Exactly. And let me give the URL, www.fcac.org/WEBR. That's where you can listen online, of course. If you're listening to me, you're already listening online. Therein lies the irony.
What the hell does FCAC stand for?
Fairfax Access, maybe?
County. Yeah, Fairfax County Access.
There we go. Cable. Leo. There was a ball. Leo was on it. I got the bug because I was listening to a stinking Stevie Wonder thing. I was up to like 4 digging all that crap up. I had to take the Simpsons samples off of Chinese YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because American YouTube stamps them all out.
What do you mean?
Like, they pull them all out. You know, 20th Century Fox sues them or whatever. So there's no Simpsons you can get on American YouTube.
I didn't know people still had to bug up their ass about YouTube.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Any big cash guy like the Simpsons gets yanked instantly. So I had to go to, like, 56.com with everything in the Ching Chang Chong writing. That's freaking great, man.
But yeah, I know most things, like, even though they get yanked, like, someone else just
puts it back up.
Right,
no, so. They're really, really vigilant about The Simpsons.
Wow.
So you can't get much of anything.
Do they have The Simpsons in Espanol still?
A little bit. No. I take that back. Even that was gone. You used to be able to get it in Espanol.
Half of every goddamn cartoon
in German.
In Spanish.
I know. And now you get nothing. I was just having fun, though, because it sounds like a video game, right? So then...
Culture Club.
Yeah, but about 5 a.m. I'm bored at this point, trying to get to bed, so I'm digging up the Bubble Bobble song to play alongside. Did you have Bubble Bobble as a kid?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, when we were little kids, they starved us for video games. When we got the NES for, no, my birthday. It wasn't Christmas. I think our neighbor Bobby got it for Christmas, right? And it was like 2 months of us just living at his house.
I don't remember.
To play
I remember
the
damn
thing.
That was
things.
The first game we got, though.
Okay.
And
but
we called it Booble Bubble.
Booble Bubble, yeah. But we got that like 8 months later. We finally got the Bubble Bobble.
Nothing but Mario and Duck Hunt for
a
long time.
We have a caller already. What the hell? It's probably Carmen bashing, I think.
That original Mario was effing great, though.
Oh, masterpiece. Yeah, hello.
What's wrong with the show?
What do you mean?
All we're getting is this, like, 45-second feed of this song, like, put it in, one amp, and we...
Can you hear me now?
No. Well, we turned it off.
Oh.
And it's messed up.
Well, the internet feeds a delay, right?
Yeah, it's still playing that.
But it's not, like, the songs we played in the intro?
Here, hold on.
Put it up. This is not us.
Now it's starting over.
Did you not do something on the board for us to go
over
there?
Yeah, hold on, Carmen. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
What the hell is this, man? I did the same old crap I always do. Everything's mic'd on, and we're going through the boards. I don't know what's going on here.
Whatever.
Who cares? We'll do a show for us.
Yeah, it'll be the same as every other week.
Pretty much. No, listeners. Let's make sure. No, we're down to one listener, man. Something's up with the show.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Probably just Carmen listening to the one ad song.
Yeah, who gives a crap?
Yeah. I mean, are you recording it?
I think so. Yeah. We're definitely going through the board, so whatever. We'll just do a show for us.
Yeah.
Who cares? So I got the Bubble Bobble, and then I also got the Little Koala. I was trying to figure which one it's closer to.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah, man. Rue effing Bear.
So I don't really remember much of that show. I remember
you
that
were a little young
song.
For
I
it.
I remember that song.
That was a classic song.
Was that David the Gnome, or is that, like, different?
Hello.
It's not just you. I put the show on a little earlier with the lady, you know, with the commons, whatever.
Yeah.
And you get music. I had weird music. I can't get it online. I can only get you on the TV.
Really? So the online feed is screwed?
Yeah. Not just for you. For that other lady, the previous show as well.
I bet it's the Gypsy Station.
What is that?
The World Station right next to us.
Ah.
There's no one there.
Yeah, I bet the Gypsy Automation. Hold on.
It trumps you? It trumps your...
No, it shouldn't. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me just close the automation entirely. Did that fix anything?
Well, let me check.
I turned off all automation. This is painful. Whatever. We got to straighten it out, I suppose. The automation was on, but the volume was all the way down. I don't give a crap.
It says service unavailable.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. I wasn't getting it working myself. All
but
right,
it's not just you. It was the previous show as well.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Blame that fat bitch who goes on before you.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, let's get back to the birthday show, which has been burdened with so much unnecessary stuff. Poor put upon birthday. Do you even give a crap for birthdays anymore?
No.
They suck. You're getting old.
I'm getting mad now. Mom gets me gifts. I'm just like, you have to return this.
Dude, gifts.
You just don't get anything.
I'll cash in on gifts. I'm getting a DVD player, man. We need one for the basement.
I got money. I can buy my own crap. I can't even find stuff I like.
Yeah, I had to dig just to think of the DVD player, to be honest. And Leo. Leo had an awesome birthday party. He got hooked up.
Yeah, I had a surprise birthday party.
Exactly. We told the tale on the air.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get gifts or anything. I like getting gifts. It makes me feel special, you know.
Giving us the guilt trip.
Did someone give you, like, a Best Buy card or something?
Yeah, but that was my friends from college and not my friends that are roommates.
Exactly. our presence, our living around you is our gift.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a daily gift. It's a
burden.
But yeah, I was just thinking about that. How when you're little, you have like a hard-on for months thinking of the video games you're going to buy.
Yeah, because you don't have a job.
Yeah.
$100, whatever you're allowed to get, you know.
About $100, if I recall. We got hooked up about $100. But it could only be like one video game. Like NES games are about $40 a pop, and we couldn't get two at one time. It had to be like 40 and then $60 of assorted crap.
I forgot that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, really? Were you like hooked up?
Yeah, like,
our mom used to, like, hide the controls, too.
Oh, God. Oh, I miss those. Yeah, man, we would, they would get hidden for long swaths of time, too, man.
In the event, she actually found, like, a hiding spot in a little, like,
well, we were
mud
hooked,
hut.
Man. We would dig around like crazy.
Well,
at least
you're
I would.
A kid, yeah. What the hell else
you have nothing else to do, yeah. You're too young to know how to do your, you know, do the spanky wanky. So, video games are it. That's your only release. That and overeating.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
man.
How
I miss those days.
I know, man. Friggin' puberty ruined everything.
Not just that, just like actually having to do stuff.
Yeah, that too. Like working in general, having to find women. It's just no fun.
Waste of time.
Wish I could go back. But yeah, I nowadays the birthday is like just trying to get people to show you their cans or something like that, you know, trying to hook up ass for the V-Day, stuff like that. It's just boring. It's pedestrian. Like 2 weeks before the birthday, you've got all kinds of crap promised you, and then day of the birthday, it's just nothing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happens every year. It's like, sure, I'll bring over my girlfriend, and, you know, This is a girl speaking, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Not some guy who's into swinging. But, so, I, you know, the closest I'm getting to cans this year, probably, Lindsay Lohan. Awesome segue number one.
Did you see those?
Did you see him?
Yeah, I saw them.
What did you think? Because I'm going to get your opinions first, and then I'll go on with my review. For those who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, Lindsay Lohan finally, after, you know, paparazzi-ish, you know, putting it out through the paparazzi means of showing her.
Yeah, all these bitches, like,
her El Cuchar.
And, yeah, Paris Hilton. I mean, like,
they've shown the goods a million times.
Yeah,
but
so why not do Playboy?
Yeah, and make a couple bucks.
Yeah.
She actually did it for free, too. She didn't get paid.
Yeah, well, it was a classy shoot. That's why it's kind of out there.
Classy.
Classy, as in it wasn't Playboy. No Bush was shown.
Her mom called it art.
Art.
Yeah.
Really? Mine did?
No. her mom.
Yeah, I was going to say. When did my mom start to
join that team? I'd like to see her mom in that, too.
Her mom was hot. Her mom ain't bad.
Her mom's probably hotter than her.
Nah. Former stripper.
Really?
I think. They say former quote-unquote dancer.
No.
Means stripper.
Most likely stripper. From Long Island? Yeah.
Long Island.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she looks good. I'm with Will on this, man.
No, she's hot. Her and
a little,
like,
leathery, but I can...
Hannah Montana and her mom.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I love that. Well, I mean, first of all, for those who haven't seen him, go to... Well, no one's listening, so who cares? But in my away message.
NYMeg.
NYMeg. Something like that. You can see it. And... overall, I like the jug size is good. The face looks a little weather beaten for 21. I mean, that is a chick who's lived some hard years.
It's like Amy Winehouse. Like,
Amy Winehouse was never good, though.
Not cracked out yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, that chick's like, she's 23 or 24. Or
she looks mid 30s, easy.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse. That, I mean, that has been, Lindsay Lohan has been living at a beach resort compared to Amy Winehouse.
Probably,
yeah. Amy Winehouse. Oh, God, she looks cracked out. And who was it? James. Dear James Lee at work. Who was going on? Didn't he find her semi-attractive?
I hope not.
He had said that once. I know you had said it once or twice. Oh, God, she is ghastly.
She's got some pretty decent-sized jugs.
Oh, God, she is just, I don't know, man. Gives me the heebies.
Because you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah, that's
why I said heebies.
I imagine, like, her jugs looking like that girl, the old lady from There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, exactly. Like, down to her navel. I just imagine him beat. But, I mean...
I read some article, like, her husband is trading autographed photos of her for heroin.
Oh, I wonder how. Good old Cecil. Don't even ask me how I know that. Cecil Blake, exactly.
It's Blake Civil Fielder.
Good pull.
Well, I read that crap like every day.
Oh, yeah, Kilmer, TMZ, yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, is it just me or her? Not Amy Winehouse's nipples, God forbid. I never try to keep eye contact with those things. But Lindsay Lohan, does she have, like, the real, like, freaky, tiny areolas, or is it just me?
The Karate Kid nipples.
What's that from?
Tracy Morgan. Tracy, I don't know what the hell it means.
Little Karate Kid nipples. Ralph Macchio at age 12 nipples.
Heck yes, I haven't seen it.
I mean, if you look, they look like the size of her iris or something.
No, they're small.
It's kind of,
I don't know. And it's also the kind of nipples where it's like not too different color from the rest of the boob.
The albino nips.
Right. So. But no, I think she looks good.
You were a fan of it overall, and Leo?
Yeah, I liked it.
Bit freckly, but who cares?
I can dig on freckles, though.
Yeah, if there's redhead, then yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're going to get
with
a redhead.
I can wipe those out with my magic fluids.
You're white out.
Do some touching up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. She needs a little more hip for my taste.
I was just saying, she's like kind of like the perfect amount of curvy, not skinny, really? Not fat.
She could use a little more.
I mean, she's white, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Tatas.
The tatas were good.
Yeah.
The tatas in volume were nice.
And certainly real.
Yes.
Erased any.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Legit.
Question about that.
I think it's messed up that she's considered over the hill at 21. Like, this is a country of peds, man. Because you just mentioned Miley Cyrus.
That's
a couple.
15, but yeah, hot.
Not looking bad. And, like, she's the new hot S. You know what I mean? Lindsay Lohan was only big because people saw her grow up. And they have some weird fetish about that. Because I know, I'll admit it
I
right
mean,
now.
You're probably right, but I think that's disgusting.
She was in, like, Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, she's hot. I'm like, she's okay.
What was she, like 17?
17 Mean Girls. You know when I got a Woody, though? I saw the Parent Trap. And I'm like,
you're nasty.
There's your sound bite. No. But I was like, oh, she used to be so sweet and innocent. Oh, now she's a dirty whore. Oh, now I get the appeal. And that's when it clicked for me.
Well, any child star is going to grow up to be an effing mess.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Parent Trap, she looked ugly, man.
Oh, she's a little kid. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't want to... Yeah, my pants were around my ankles for Dennis Quaid, not Lindsay Lohan. Let's get my gay crushes straight here. But, she was so cute and clean cut in that. And then it's like, oh, now she's a dirty tramp, like a CGRW, you know? Well, what is CGRW again?
Last three letters stand for guzzling road whore.
Exactly. The first word rhymes with bum. So, yeah, I think people are just sick like that. They love seeing the stars grow up, like... Everyone's praying for Miley Cyrus to just hit the skids. I mean, well, no.
Well, yeah, people like
another
to see,
year of her
like,
being clean.
Celebrities,
yeah,
crash and burn.
Another
like
year
of
her
Spears.
Being cute, and then her hitting those skids, she's good to go.
I was gonna say, have you? There's this one thing on, I think it was the superficial.com. It shows like this artificial aging of Britney Spears. It looks pretty accurate, like what she'll look like in 10 and 20 years. Just like the
extra a lot of weight gain, right? Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
She, you can already see it, man. She's got like a double chin, even though she's not that fat. Just like
no, her
apart.
Face structure just doesn't hold the meat that well.
Yeah.
So any meat she's getting
got
now,
some jowls.
Oh yeah, she's getting the hog jowls.
Ugh. And like, she either has like really bad acne or herpes, because she always got
what, on the, like the mouth or
yeah,
is it,
and that's like
really?
Herpes. Like people have herpes, like have those
little side outbreaks.
Yeah, it looks like they have acne around their mouth.
Oh, thank God we're clean on that one. Herpes still scares the piss out of me. Herpes.
I'm saying
and
this while I have a cold sore.
Yeah,
we have a different.
It is a pretty magnificent one you got there.
It's because I popped it.
I was about to buy you Spinal Tap, David St. Hubbins over here.
No, I just popped it. I was like, oh.
How do you pop a cold sore?
It's
they don't
like
have
a
any...
zit.
Really?
You squeeze hard enough. I mean, it might not, like, pop really
Dude.
Well. It'll start bleeding and
Yeah,
stuff.
That's like saying if you squeeze your belly fat hard enough, it'll pop. There's nothing to pop in a cold sore.
I do that, too. Like, there's a zit on the side of my head. You see?
Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah, it's now all red and irritated.
Don't mess with
it, wasn't
them,
ready to pop. It's just, like, broke capillaries.
Oh, my God, yeah, because I've got, well, I, We'll just get right into it. I spent last Sunday, I know that this is maybe the crackerest thing I've ever done, rather than catch the All-Star game at about 10. When did it start, Leo?
It started around 8.
This is the black test for
what?
The week Leo has passed.
Basketball?
It was the All-Star game, yeah. Basketball All-Star game.
I was about to say basketball.
That's horrible. But early in the day, I forced myself yet again to try to get into NASCAR and sat down with the Daytona, which...
It's not going to work.
No, it really wasn't that entertaining, but for some reason, Allison, I think, just got like a new waxing cream or some crap.
No, she had planned on it.
Oh, really? But she was like, I'll wax your back while you watch the Daytona 500. And I don't know about you. You're not hairy. No, you're kind of hairy.
Yeah, on the front, but not on the back.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like my back is like gorilla furry or something, but...
No, fortunately, at least I don't have that.
Yeah, it's not bad, but there's something there.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have a memory of, like, a friend of mine was working as a lifeguard a couple years ago, and I was in the pool with the kids, and one of them was, like, trying to keep me...
Pulling on your back hair.
Pulling on my back hair. Hops on my back like I'm a little like a monkey or something. And, like, rather, because I'm like,
is this
hey...
like a kid you knew?
Nah, like a little five-year-old.
God, I hate kids.
Yeah, it just jumps.
The audacity. You should have, like, punched him in the face.
Grabbing it like I'm a friggin' wild stallion. God, I'll just talk about kids.
Hanging
and
on you
10-year-olds.
Like a goddamn baby koala bear.
Yellow. It's James Lee.
Niggas baller.
That was radio.
What's up, family?
Oh, my God. Sir, you're actually listening live, or can you, or what?
Well, my computer's loading it up, so... It's gonna
yeah, we think it's down, so this might be all you actually get to listen.
Daggone it.
I know.
Is Will there?
Yeah, Will's here.
Will the Thrill.
What's up, man?
This is Cost of Living.
James Lee... Clearing house hero, busting out the Darcy, Fred Darcy, screaming
at your boy. I'm so bummed. I've been trying to get on all day, and like you said, you know, it's not working.
I think it's messed up, man. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's recording us properly.
Yeah, the one time I try to get on,
I know. The one time the ball and chain are gone.
Oh,
snap.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, exactly. James has been gainfully married since, what, 21?
Yeah, pretty much. I jumped the broom.
Yeah, and the wife's in the Philippines for 2 weeks with the kid, trying to sell it. Times are tough.
Black market. No pun intended.
So what you been doing, man? What's filled your days?
I played basketball yesterday. So
when? We was there. Me and Ellerson were there.
You weren't in Ida Lee?
Yeah, we were.
No, you weren't.
At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 to 10.
For an hour.
Yeah, we were drunk.
Playing basketball drunk. Nice.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We beat some white guys, though.
Well, that goes without saying.
No, but yeah, I just played ball. Ellerson and Leo were supposed to be there earlier, but...
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good. I played ball and then rented Balls of Fury.
Nice. Oh, man, I own it. You could have bummed it.
Yeah.
Hell, you could have kept it.
No, the filth movie.
It was okay, man.
It was horrible.
Yeah, okay, fine. But it had the yellow fever thing. You're a fan.
That's all I got out of it.
You didn't get Terry Crews?
Oh, I mean, he was in it for like a minute.
And then he got a dart to the neck. We ain't giving away anything.
Well, it's like the end. Christopher Walken's wonderful as always.
He was good. I enjoyed him.
I don't know.
He
plays the same role in every movie, but you know what? He still keeps it real.
Well, you got the low-budget Jack Black who's really doing the same thing. What the hell is that guy's name? Dan?
I don't even know.
Oh, the fat dude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to be in, or he's coming out in Good Luck Chuck on DVD. Just random fat guy. It's like Jack Black with sideburns.
I thought he was a fat version of Paul Giamatti.
Good call.
That's kind of look like him.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hold up your show, but I just want to chime in and say, hey, I'm trying to support, but I ain't getting no help out here, love.
Yeah, man. I think it's dead because we came in, and usually the broad before us pulls in at least a couple listeners.
Uh-huh.
And she was at zero. Yeah, we're at zippy, man. The on-air feed is effed up. That ain't cool. This is the show we're going to have 50 listeners. I planned it ahead. It was going to be a surprise.
Well, I'm praying for y'all. Hang in there.
What you doing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going bowling at 5 with some friends down here. And then after that, I have no clue.
When's the wife coming back?
Tuesday.
All right. I'm going to shoot you an email later.
All right.
And we'll do something, hopefully, maybe.
Holla at your boy.
All right, sir.
All right, later, crew.
Later.
All right, peace.
All right, bye.
Well, wasn't that a damn surprise?
Yeah.
Good Lord, I was not expecting James. You need to meet James before I quit that joint.
Did I meet him?
I don't think you met James.
Was he at Leo's party?
No, man. He got hitched way early, so he's...
not allowed out.
Whipped by the pee, as they say. Yeah, definitely not allowed out. I think he likes that life, though.
Yeah, he enjoys it.
Yeah. Just like you enjoy your domestic life, sir.
Yep.
And Will and I enjoy...
Not having one.
God, my intestines hurt.
The more I realize, God.
Magic's going to come out the other side soon.
I don't even know if I could ever live with a chick. Maybe when I'm older.
You'd have to get... Hold on.
I can only put in like...
Shall I do it into the mic? I mean...
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
No, because then it faces me.
Well, now you sealed your fate.
Yeah, but leave Night Train a little gift.
Okay, the second half came out. I almost sharted. Definitely had to pull back on those thrusters. Oh, Will's joining the party.
Good Lord.
They sound so meaty on the air. Yeah, man. They really sound like sound effects.
Well, you gotta put it like right up to your.
You gotta take the foam off the mic and just put it up.
Insert it. Oh, God, now I'm talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like when you fart in the phone, man. What'd you expect?
That's like.
It's science.
Doing it in your hand and then cupping it over your nose and mouth.
But, yeah, I've been thinking about that. I don't know. 5 years from now, maybe 10.
I don't know. Whatever. You gotta, like, do it somewhere where you have enough room to yourself and.
Yeah.
Like, you need your own little
I don't think I could share the bedroom, ever. Share
I was
going to
say, you
bathroom.
Need, like, another place where you can just go and hang and be alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, who's it? Stern and Don do that, the basement.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as you're, like, in a house or something and not, like, a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, you need a couple levels. But the bathroom share, and that'll kill any romance, man.
Yeah.
If you want to see your wife as a continued sex object in any way whatsoever, yeah, you can't be seeing shavings on the... Toilet and
skid marks on the bowl.
How is that treating you, Leo?
Oh, it's okay. I've been doing it for a while, so it doesn't matter.
The words of a beaten man.
No, I mean, I enjoy myself.
No, he does.
I'm sure you get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say that about a lot of stuff.
True. Where were we before
that? We were before we got James. Well, I was going to talk about how I got waxed and how every single one of them, because we were tying into your zits,
right.
Every single one of my back hairs has come back and grown.
Right.
Pretty, like, I look like I'm on roids if I didn't have the gut.
Backne.
Yeah, I have the backne. I'll, Leo, you haven't seen it.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, well, fine.
Show it to him anyway.
Exactly. Theater of the mind. Hold on. I just showed it to Leo. Ooh. Leo, Leo, do your acting
man,
powers.
Oh, man, that's nasty. There we go.
People hire Leo. But, yeah, it's bad, man. It's sensitive. It was really killing me doing squats the other day because the bar rolled down right onto a little reef of them.
Oh,
man.
Did this, like, pop and squirt?
I don't know. I don't think so. I checked the shirt afterward.
Did
it didn't look
try,
too meaty.
Did you try, like, scrubbing them in the shower?
I did what you said, where I, like, sat in boiling hot water with the shower raining down.
Yeah.
And then I took out my huge, like, what? What's
were you, like, crying?
Yeah, exactly. It was like the rape scene from every movie you've ever seen.
Well, no, because this was, like, open up your pores or whatever.
Yeah. No, I had the hot water coming out of the shower. I turned my back to it, and then I started digging at it with that real rough sponge I got.
Yeah.
Because I'm a girl. I have, like, four implements of scrubbing.
Well, do you have, like, a brush that you can put pressure on?
No, I got moldy. But, no, this thing was a huge hunk of rough sponge, dude. It puts pressure on.
Right.
Because, like, I started toweling off. I had opened up some. There was blood coming out.
There you go.
But it's gross, man. And I had a matching little peach of a zit in my ass cheek, which is, like, pretty much feels like a roid or something. But it ain't.
I guess she didn't do it right, because when I got waxed, like, my stomach before, like, I didn't have acne or anything.
Really? Because
it depends on your hair.
Your hair type, maybe, yeah. Because I did it once before, and she was more conscientious of the ingrowns than the last time, because Mark's girlfriend randomly waxed me the last time, and my entire back looked like a minefield.
Yeah. It did the same thing.
Oh, for like 2 months.
But see,
you get it up halfway in like a week.
Hairs on your face, too, do you?
No.
I got the chin, the sexy chin that the women love with all the hair zits.
Yeah.
It's grotesque. My hair drives me nuts, man. The only thing, like, I can do nothing with it. I can do a fro or I can shave it.
No, I mean, yours looks good. I hate my hair, so I shave it off. It's like straight, doesn't do nothing.
This is true.
You can do a Jerry curl.
Yeah, we got to do that one of these days.
Yeah.
Like, take some pictures for MySpace, you know, maybe send out the promo disc with me and a Jerry curl. Looking like white Jules Winfield.
Dripping with Afro Sheen.
That would be good, actually. And we dressed Leo like Vince. It would be a mind F. And Will would have little 666 covered in a Band-Aid on the back of his head.
I already do.
And there's our Pulp Fiction moment.
That's what the scar's from.
Well, I wanted to cut... Will, first of all, have you prepped a prank call for later or no?
We can just cuff it. Why the hell not?
Okay, we'll do one. I wanted to go over a great new website I found. Now that we've had the delicious zit talk and... Well, wait, we have no audience that got sick. We're literally at zero.
Yeah.
Do you just want to do prank calls then?
Probably just have, what, your mom and Mel listening, and she's not listening. She's
on TV.
Yeah, well, yeah, on TV, but...
She's picking up after you.
She's on the phone right now with her dad, so...
Yeah. Mel's always on the phone, man.
Yeah.
It's like, that's Mel's thing.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a special phone plan where she isn't murdering the minutes or what?
She has her own phone plan.
Not kidding?
Oh, yeah. My phone plan is like 1,000 minutes for $20.
Yeah, you told me you're still hooked
phone
up.
Call.
Yeah. Caller. Caller.
Probably Mel.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh.
It's Melissa.
Hey, what's up, Mel?
Hey, I've been listening for a while now. I was just on the phone with my dad earlier.
There you go.
But no, I've been listening.
Okay.
Online or on TV?
No, she's a TV
listener. Well, I never listen online. Yeah, I'm always watching the TV.
Well, all right. Did our friend Ramon come to fix the thermostat yet?
Yeah, he's actually here right now. He's working on it.
Cool.
Did he hear us?
So,
yes.
yeah. He kind of walked by when you guys were talking about, like, some rape scene. I don't know, when you were, like, washing your back, trying to open your pores.
Oh, my.
It was kind of, like, weird.
Can habla English?
Yes.
Yeah,
I spoke
to
her. I did not order our furnace to be fixed in Spanish, so yes. All right.
No,
well,
yeah,
keep us posted. Hopefully it can get fixed so we don't freeze our nads off tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
So it is the furnace that's broken?
No,
it's a little box.
It's the little thermostat.
I had the fan on last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Mel was like, oh, I was freezing.
I was freezing.
Well, that would do it.
Oh, no wonder she took all the covers.
Yeah, hello.
Well, okay then.
But anyway, oh, yeah, and I just wanted to make one little comment about earlier when you guys were talking about, like, domestic life and living with girlfriends and stuff like that. It's really not that bad, right, Leo? Like, you enjoy it.
Yeah, right, Leo?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
No, seriously, though, I'd much rather come home to you than be by myself. Like, that to me is boring and lonely. I don't know.
I have Will.
Anyway, I just wanted to say I love living with you, so.
Aww.
Thank you.
I think she was talking to me.
That was for Leo.
Yes, I knew this. All right, Mel. Talk to you
later. I'll let you guys get back to yourself. Bye.
Bye. That was the joke. Get it? Jokes are funny.
No, I think the longest I've ever had a chick over was like for a weekend. My longest relationship was a 3-day weekend.
Where's that from?
King of the Hill. Talk about
Boomhauer. Yeah. God damn it. You were pulling out some good references, sir. Well, Leo, I saved this site for you called, I don't know, this is kind of proof that I myself am probably not white, or at least not 100%, because it's stuffwhitepeoplelike.com.
Yeah.
No, because we're like, we never fit in with anything. We're poor. But
yeah.
Like, we went to, like,
the smart kid
kids school with a bunch of, like, rich Jews.
Yeah. I think you can chart the success level of my life as, like, I get older.
Well,
I have fewer and fewer Jewish people in my immediate circle.
It's like the Chris Rock said in his stand-up, like, the poor white kid who's, like, you know, the cleaner doesn't want to change lives with him. He's, you know, the rich black guy, so.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, I'm going to ride this white thing for a little while longer and see where it takes me.
But it's like, no, because we're Greek, too, so we don't, like, fit in with, like, white redneck, white trash, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're just kind of our own breed of, like, random
outcasts.
Yeah, I've never felt part of a damn
grew
thing.
Grew up in, like, a weird, dysfunctional, abusive family.
the family was okay. It was just, like, kind of.
It certainly wasn't normal.
Was it like, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't
suburban.
Normal WASPy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where everyone gets drunk. Like, no one was a drinker.
Yeah,
house.
Or being grounded with chores. Or
grounded, Mike
that.
Siever.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it was none of that. And I'm looking over this now, and, like, it's 73 reasons. I thought it was pretty damn complete. Leo, pick a number between 1 and 73. I'll flip to it.
54.
54. That will take one flip. Da-da-da-da. White people love kitchen gadgets. White people are under a lot of pressure to like cooking. Everything in their culture tells them that they need to have a nice kitchen, and they need to cook with organic, fresh ingredients to make delicious, complicated food. Though any great chef can prepare fantastic meals with a knife and a few pots, white people believe that they need a full cadre of appliances and gadgets in their kitchen in order to live up to the pressure.
That is you guys.
What do we have?
You guys make your organic food, like, you know, your
Dude,
fresh
like
chicken,
bum.
Your fresh
yeah, that's for health
salads. Like, that's what Mel does, too. She has her, like, makes her own salads and stuff.
I'm Dude, but like, see, she, like, cooks and stuff. I mean, no one in the house really has, like, fancy crap.
Yeah.
Like, what he's talking about is, like, you ever go in, like, the appliance section of
There's
Sears?
A picture of a blender
nah,
and a waffle maker.
Like,
I went there to go get, like, a blender or something. There's so much crap.
It's actually
like,
a food processor.
Yeah, exactly. All this crap, you know, like Magic Bullet.
I have
and
a blender
that.
For protein shakes.
Yeah, and like, but see all these like house frows or whatever just load up their kitchen with this ass.
Like all I had was pots and pans, so.
Damn, Leo's
Dude,
out blacking us on this
used
one.
I have not used an oven once.
Really?
No.
I can't say I have either.
I used the oven, but that's like, you know, for pizza.
I used
oh, really?
The microwave.
Yeah.
Now it's just fridge and grill. That's it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I'm Emeril. I just use chunky soup. That's it.
Okay, we all live like pigs.
Let's
we can agree.
69.
The Billy Madison joke of the day. All right, 69. What do white people like on 69? They like Mos Def.
For real?
In the olden days of white culture, people used to look up to kings and princes. These were people that they adored, and every night they wished and hoped to somehow be like them. But with royal families crumbling, that role has been filled by one man, Mos Def. He is everything that white people dream about. Authentic. He's from Brooklyn. Funny. He was on Chappelle's show. Artistic. Have you heard Black on Both Sides? An actor. He's in the new Gondry film. and not white. I don't see race. He has done an amazing job of being in big budget movies, The Italian Job, and having one of his songs become a white person wedding staple, Miss Fat Booty, while still retaining authenticity and credibility. If you find yourself in a social situation where you are asked to list your favorite actor or artist, you should always say Mos Def. This way you can name someone that everyone has heard of, and you don't look like you're trying to one-up anyone. The only possible negative consequence is some white people might think, I wish I had said that first. There you go.
I guess that's true, because if you guys say, oh, I like Will Smith, it's too white.
Oh, yeah.
Then people are like, eh, he's just saying that. But if you say Mos Def, that gets you some street cred.
Mos Def is safe but intellectual.
No, it's like all that crap, like people listening in college, like Radiohead, Gorillaz, Talib Kweli or whatever, The Roots.
I listened to that in college.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too.
There you go.
I sat around and wanked and listened to that. That was literally my day in college. One more for the road, a couple more. I'm enjoying picking the white.
Sure.
Will, pick something white. Pick a number.
50.
50. Scroll down.
Killed 50, man.
Mm-hmm. White people love irony. White people hate a lot of stuff. White people who vote Republican, television, Vin Diesel movies, SUVs, fast food. But every once in a while, they turn the hate into sweet irony. Oftentimes, white people will make a joke about how hard it is to define irony. It's not that funny, and back in the 90s, people got all upset about Alanis Morissette for using the term improperly in her song, Isn't It Ironic?
That's true.
But the reason that white people love irony is that it lets them have some fun and feel better about themselves. The most horrific recent example is trucker hats that shockingly went from mainstream in the 80s to ironic in the early 2000s back to mainstream, at which point they are no longer rare or unique. Once something reaches this stage, irony cannot be restored for 10 years. Other examples would include white people getting together to have a white trash night, where they would eat KFC, drink Bud Light, and watch Larry the Cable Guy or The Marine, maybe listening to Kid Rock or POD. These events allow white people to experience things they are supposed to hate, all while feeling better about their own lives, decisions, and cultured tastes. Occasionally, white people will put an ironic knickknack in their home or apartment, such as a Support Our Troops magnet or a bottle of Mickey's. This can be used to your advantage. If you need to appear cool to white people, you just need to pick something that was popular 10 or more years ago and put it in a prominent place on your desk or in your home. A CNC Music Factory cassette or a Too Legit to Quit t-shirt would both be acceptable examples. Also, you might find yourself in conversation where you mention that you like something, and there's an awkward silence indicating that it is not cool. In this situation, you must say, oh yeah, I also like insert similar thing, and smile. The white people will laugh and all will be well.
Now I get what they meant by irony. I just hate the goddamn, like, stupid t-shirts. Like, those need to stop.
I don't know, man. Aren't we, like, two waves behind the current fashion? I would say, Leo, you're just removed from it one generation.
What?
But, like, I don't know, the whole emo look in general and that kind
of
crap.
Yeah, like, wearing some shirt that says Nintendo or Donkey Kong or some bull-ass.
The only cool shirt I ever saw in that vein was one that had the up, up, down, down, left, right code.
Yeah, I mean, for it's Contra funny, 30 Men. But, like, you just go into Hot Topic, and then there's, like, millions.
Oh, yeah,
like, if those shirts were rare, then they'd actually, like, be...
Someone made it. I mean, you'd still be a fruit for making a shirt, but it'd be cool.
Yeah,
in its own way.
Because, like, I guess when I was growing up, like, that's how it was. People were making their own shirts. Like, because I remember this one girl made up Virginia's for Hustlers, but still had the Virginia for Lovers sign.
Nice.
And now the people, like, Hot Topic...
manufacture those?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well... are we going to bust out the big gun here?
Sure.
You hinted at what was going to happen.
What's 55? Double nickels.
Double nickels? One more? Double nickels is... apologies. White people know their ancestors did some messed up things. As a result, it has become hardwired for them to apologize for almost anything. In fact, white people are so used to apologizing... nice. ...that they start all sentences that might cause disagreement with, I'm sorry. For example, I'm sorry, but Garden State was a better film than Hard Eight.
That is true.
In other cases, white people will apologize without being asked. Excuse me, Dylan, you dropped a piece of paper in front of my desk. Oh, sorry about that. It's just that easy. Just point it out and they'll apologize. Sometimes, if you are out late at night and a white person irritates someone at a nightclub or bar, the first thing they will do is apologize in rapid-fire mode in hopes to stop them from getting their ass kicked. This technique has a surprisingly high success rate, as the aggressor immediately knows that fighting this person will be very easy with little satisfaction.
That's pretty good.
Who wrote this?
I don't know, man. I hope it's a white guy. The ultimate twist of irony. But it's gold. I thought sushi. That was one that killed me. That's when I realized I am not white. I hate sushi. I don't get the whole taste sensibility.
White people love sushi.
God. I mean,
I hate Chinese food. It's effing disgusting.
Mel loves Thai food. I hate it.
Never heard
Thai food. Like I was force fed it when with the very white roommate last year. Who could have written this list, but in a non-ironic fashion. But I don't know. There's like some crap I'll take. This stuff called pad thai, which is essentially noodles.
I had that microwave with like peanut sauce or something. Mm-hmm.
No, it's funky, man. It got me sick. I literally got the runs the first two or three times I ate it.
I like Chinese food, but I can't take the other like Korean or Thai.
Yeah. Chinese food is just nasty.
Well, Chinese is like our made up Chinese food,
yeah,
right?
It's American Chinese
food.
Yeah,
like real Chinese food is like fish heads.
Yeah,
but
I can't
take
that.
Gross, like the stuff you find in there, like they handle it with their bare hands.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I mean, that's with every restaurant, though.
Oh, yeah, you gotta use your imagination.
I used to work at Applebee's and drop food on the floor just cause.
Well, I mean, well, all right,
just like you're waiting. Yeah. No, I would do the same thing too.
Oh God, yeah. You told stories about you used to work at a squishy stand or something.
No, it's a frozen custard thing in Fair Oaks Mall. You know, like pretzel. What's it called? Twist Again. Quarter
okay, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's like a pretzel stand / frozen yogurt place.
Well,
I worked there.
And you hawked at multiple drinks and stuff
Yeah, but that was like people I knew.
Making it better.
Well, this one girl who worked at the cinnamon roll place, you know that icing they put top it off with?
Yeah. Oh,
I was like, yeah, can I get one? And with icing, she was like, oh, wait, you don't want that one. And I was like, what did you do to it? She's like, don't worry about it. Here, I'll give you a fresh new one. And
Wow.
Yeah, what would she do?
What yeast was used to make that?
Yeah.
I know there was one great story of vengeance at the Centerville Papa John's where a guy got fired and he beat off in the tomato sauce. And apparently the Papa's tomato sauce is this huge vat that never really gets cleaned out.
Oh.
So the spank was just living in there forever. And everyone could tell he was on the level because his friends still worked there. And they'd be like, hey, let me hook you up with a free one. He's like, no, thank you. And that went on for about 4 months. Personally, I wouldn't care if it was my own issue. But I'm just a pig like that.
Remember what Baron and Stefan used to work at Papa John's?
Oh, God. Baron, Stefan, the kid, Jen Ander, Kyle. Yeah, man. We used to deal so much stuff out of there.
I remember what Baron said. He used to, like, put paper towels under the cheese.
Oh, that's
people
right.
People who were dicks.
Yeah, just to mess with them so they bite in and get that. No, man. Every food place, why aren't you going to be nice? It's run by 15-year-olds don't give two craps and are looking to lash out.
Unless every single thing's done right in front of you.
There's a 30% chance they're going to soil it anyhow.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a prick to them, it goes up to 80 or 90.
No, I'm always nice to, food staff.
Yeah. They got your balls, man.
Yeah, I never send stuff back.
Oh, never. Oh, my God. Excuse me, this is undercooked. Oh, God. You know what's coming.
But, I mean, I'm trying to be nice to them anyways. I mean, usually I'm nice, like people working or whatever. Unless they're just like stupid asses.
Exactly, because we're not white.
God, like the other day, I was
at
a gas station, the one near Staples or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, obviously, some dude is like his first day on the job or his first day in the country.
Yeah.
And like, he couldn't even like swipe a credit card. There's this huge line forming, like, he couldn't help anyone. And this, white trash bitch, just gets out of the car, starts screaming at him, like, what the F? Like, why are you mother effer?
Angry white people.
It's like, you realize he doesn't understand a word you're saying, right?
Yeah, hello, caller.
Hey, it's me again.
Hey.
Listen, the guy that's working on the thermostat, sorry to interrupt your show, it's rather important. The guy that's working on the thermostat was explaining and wasn't really understanding. But anyway, basically the wires burnt out, which was why we had that kind of funny smell yesterday. And apparently there's aluminum wire that was put in there, which caused the other wires to burn and melt or something.
Hmm.
Apparently that's not a good thing. We were supposed to use not us, but our landlord.
Yeah.
supposed to use a copper.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
iron, not aluminum. So they kind of screwed us over there. Yeah. but here's the catch. He's working up an estimate of how much it's going to cost to fix all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently we have to pay him same day. So I just want to put that out there. Don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know if we need to call our landlord right now.
Well, can he fix it today?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but he needs the money today.
I will give you the number.
I mean, I can front it.
Well, no, I can front too, but...
I'm rich, son.
I'm not giving the CC on the air.
In it.
Here, give him the Safer's number. Usually we just have the contractors call him.
Okay.
I'll give it on the air because who really
this
cares?
This is how it's Safer.
All right. Carol.
Hold on, let me... Okay.
Carol Safer has two numbers.
Use it, don't abuse it.
The first is 917.
917.
535.
535-1109.
1109.
Okay, 917-535-1109.
Yeah, and the home line is 410.
Uh-huh.
2821.
Okay.
2821.
Okay.
And they should be able to give a credit card on,
you know,
over the phone.
Okay, well, he had said something about, like, if you don't have a contract with us, like, you can't pay via credit card, or it can't be billed, or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'll talk to him. But,
all right.
If you guys could, get home,
quickly.
Or something.
I gotcha.
Straighten this head.
All right, Mel.
Sorry. Thanks.
Oh, no worries. Bye.
Hey, I apologize.
Huh? What?
White.
No. All
right.
It's good.
Anyway.
No,
he's just
talking about the white.
I know. I am not sorry. All right, then. Later, Mel.
All right, bye.
That's something I do.
What?
That might be from, like, low self-esteem.
Apologize?
Well, yeah, but I don't even mean it, but you say sorry a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Even though I'm really, like, never sorry for anything.
Exactly. Like, when you're at work and you do something wrong, you're like, yeah, my bad.
Well, you have to enter into bitch boy mode when talking to your boss. Like, oh, that's okay. I don't care if your incompetence caused me hours worth of work. That's okay, chief.
I could only, like, keep that up so long. That's how I ended up, like, just walking out.
Yeah, I plan on bailing shortly.
F you. Well, yeah, I mean, you should do it the right way, in case you want to use it as a reference.
What, the two-weeker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I plan on it.
I went in and basically like, had a fight with my boss.
You just left. I remember you just came home, and you're like, I had a fight. I'm not going back. I'm like, all right.
Oh, no, I mean, I told him I quit. I, like, threw my key at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, I need those to drive my car.
I'll be back. Well, Will, you ready to give us a pranker for about 5 minutes?
Sure.
Take us down the home stretch, and we can bail early
give it a
on
shot.
The show that nobody heard. The Lost episode.
Yeah. Season 3.
So Will is entering the captain's chair, which I've befouled for about an hour straight.
That's
okay. Enjoy the scent. Enjoy my musk.
PetSmart.
So I'm going to hop into the dead mic. Hopefully people can hear me.
PetSmart seems like a good
Pull mic. The mic over by your face, Chach.
Okay.
There you go. So I can only assume you're going to call for a special breed of butt gerbil or something like that.
Leo, does PetSmart carry gerbils?
I don't know.
PetSmart has to carry gerbils.
I guess we'll find out.
If nothing else, you feed them to the snakes.
What the hell? Work, goddamn you.
Go to Super Pages. Put in PetSmart Fairfax.
Hold on.
Who are you texting, Leo?
God damn it.
I'm texting Mel. See if she's hungry.
Okay.
But I think she just came from a restaurant.
Fairfax, Missouri. Fairfax, South Carolina. All right. Fairfax. Yeah, we'll use the one in Fair Lakes.
Okay.
Okay, so how do I make the calls again?
You pull it off the... You know, pull the receiver up, hit call one.
Yeah.
Make sure that the broadcast. Do you have that?
What?
Do you have dial tone?
Yeah.
All right. Let me come over for a second to check the broadcast, and you should be good.
What do you mean the broadcast?
There's a button that reads here on the left. It actually hadn't been hit. The leftmost black button on that little box under the phone.
This?
No, under the phone. There you go. Hit that.
This?
Yeah. Hit the go right one button. There you go. So do that, hit call one, and then hit this on the board to put the phones on air.
Yeah, I can hear it.
We have Will treating us to one of his famous prank calls. World famous.
Thank you for calling PetSmart.
Son of a bitch.
For our store hours and location, press 1. For the grooming salon, press 2. For the fish,
God
bird,
damn,
small animal, and reptile information, press 3. For pet training information, press 4. For the pet hotel, press 6. For Banfield, the pet hospital, press 7.
Otherwise, I'm just bailing out.
For general store information and questions, press 0. Or
why don't I just do a Craigslist thing?
Yeah, we only got a couple minutes now. Some real rocking tunes. Oh. What happened to that dirty little pet store that was in the Sully Mall we went to all the time when we were kids? Yeah. What was the name of it?
All associates are currently assisting other customers. Please hold, and someone will be with you shortly.
Hang up. What? All right, hit the... Let me... You did not hit up. No, we're still hearing the stupid music.
Thank you for calling PetSmart. This is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I bought a gerbil from you about a couple days ago, and... Mm-hmm. Some sort of problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I don't know. I had him in one of those little, like, what do you call it, aquariums or whatever.
Yeah.
And it got out or something, and I don't know what happened to it, but I think it, like, crawled inside me or something when I was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what to do. I'm really worried. Like, I had this really sharp pain in my stomach. And I don't know, like, I've tried calling my doctor, they sort of laughed at me. So, I mean, do you guys have any kind of, like, poison or something, you know, that I could ingest that is strong enough to kill the gerbil but not me?
Let me call pet care about that. 1 second.
All right, thank you. Is this going through? Okay. Yeah, how come you wanted me to go on the mic?
Because it doesn't go through the phone, it goes through the mic.
It should. Last time.
I
so
didn't,
you
I,
can't hear her?
I hear her, but I couldn't hear you until you put the mic.
But I thought when it was like broadcast or whatever, like... Oh, okay. What are the feeling they're not going to pick up again? The sad piano music. I have a feeling she wasn't taking me seriously.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Alright, I am Will. That was admirable. I like the start. Good delivery on that. Hold on. Please tell me. We still don't have that music going.
Yeah, we still had it.
God.
I liked it. It was a nice way to end the show with the music.
Was it soothing?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn off call on. It was on speaker. That's what happened, dude. You put it on speaker.
I did.
Yes, you did. You screwed up. You blew it! You blew it! Well, we should probably race home, I guess, because Mel's alone with the dude.
Jorge.
With Rico Suave.
It's Ramon. Who heard everything we just said.
Yeah, I forget.
And now she will be killed. So, Will, good one. I like where that was going.
We'll
try it again some other
next
time
week
when
yeah
people are listening.
Leo,
yeah,
snap back at you, sir.
Okay,
all right, that was me being not white and cool.
That was white. That was number 12.
I'm sorry, that was number 50.
The click and the gun.
Well, until next week, we are out.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, my, do I sound like that?
We're home free, school's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.